son of Representative Dan Bishop, leftists are comfortable harassing conservatives at NC State. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 20, 2019. Son of Representative Dan Bishop, RNC. And Turning Point USA chapter member Jack Bishop told Breitbart News that he finds it very concerning that the left feels comfortable enough to show up uninvited, unannounced, and unprovoked to harass and intimidate conservative students on his campus at North Carolina State University. Bishop joined host Alex Marlowe in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for the weekly PUSA campus report. Regardless of whether or not consequences will be carried out, which thus far, there really hasn't, it's very worrying to me that the left feels comfortable enough to show up uninvited, unannounced, and unprovoked to harass a bunch of conservative students, in what I see as a very clear intimidation effort, said Bishop on Wednesday. Bishop was referring to an alleged member of NC State's Young Democratic Socialists of America YDSA club, who spray-painted him in the face while he and other TBUSA members were hanging up flyers and painting messages inside the school's free expression tunnel to promote the group's upcoming event featuring Lara Trump and TBUSA founder Charlie Kirk. The free expression tunnel is an area on NC State's campus where students are allowed to express themselves, as well as advertise for their clubs and upcoming events on campus by decorating the tunnel's walls, ceiling, and floor with paint, flyers, or other applicable materials. Can you imagine for a second if the left was hosting a speaker like Barack Obama, and you had TBUSA show up in the middle of the night while they were still working, with two dozen of us, some of us hooded and some of masked, showing up with a bunch of spray paint and spray painting over messages that espouse leftist policy? Continued Bishop. We would be dragged through the administration, every conservative group on campus would be defunded. He added, but because it's the political left and the political radicals, apparently it's fine. Listen below. Bishop said that right as the TBUSA students were finishing putting up advertisements to promote for their event, we had about two dozen of these TBUSA members, and some other group called No Hate at NC State, which claims to be a larger coalition of clubs that just wants to stand up against hate speech. The student added that he did not realize that the leftist got him in the eyes until about 5 minutes later, as the pain began to set in. Initially it didn't hurt that bad, but then my eyes started absolutely throbbing, said Bishop. We had to get a medic to wash it out real thoroughly. But the key point here was that all these people showed up, specifically, in a very clear effort to intimidate conservatives, and to shun our speech. Bishop also noted his concerns over the reality that leftists appear to be attacking conservatives on college campuses across the country, but that most mainstream media sources are not covering it. But I'm sure that all of us are very thankful for Breitbart's work on this particular front, added Bishop. With Breitbart, we're of course very appreciative of y'all's effort in protecting free speech, and I think it's good, because it points to, at the very least, a sign that soon enough, people are going to start taking note. It's going to become a mainstream, important, recognized issue. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram,